Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages in the Bible. The first one is in Exodus, chapter 34.
我们知道出埃及记第33章记载摩西要耶和华把他的荣耀让他看一看。
We know Exodus 33 records that Moses asked the Lord to show him the Lord's glory.
但是耶和华对摩西说，我假如把我的荣耀显给你看，你就不能活。
But the Lord said to Moses that if I show you my glory, you surely shall not live.
然后呢, 我们来看第34章。
So now we read chapter 34.
我们看见耶和华最后还是向摩西显现他的荣耀。
Here we see the Lord in the end still showed his glory to Moses.
但是他的荣耀是在他的耶和华的名。
However, the Lord's glory is being revealed in His name.
我们看看耶和华的名。
So let's now consider the Lord's name.
第六章, 我们看第五节,
Verse
34:5. 耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，宣告耶和华的名。
Now the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord.
耶和华在他的面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华，是有怜悯，有恩典的，神不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth.
为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，万不义有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自负及子，直到三世代。 摩西急忙伏地下拜，他看见了神的荣耀。
Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. So Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped, for he saw the glory of the Lord.
好，我们来看以西结书。
Now Ezekiel
20章,
chapter 20
以西结书 20章第6节
chapter 20 verse 6
我们从第五节我们念到第七节 第五节第六节
Instead we will read verses 5 and 6
对他们说 主耶和华如此说：当日我拣选以色列，向雅各家的后裔起誓，在埃及地要将自己向他们显现，说：我是耶和华，你们的神。Say
to them, thus saith the Lord God. On the day when I chose Israel and raised my hand in an oath to the descendants of the house of Jacob, and made myself known to them in the land of Egypt, I raised my hand in an oath to them, saying, I am the Lord, your God.
第六节,
Verse 6.
那日我向他们起誓，必领他们出埃及地，到我为他们察看的流奶。 与灭之地，那地在万国中是有荣耀的。On
that day I raised my hand in an oath to them, to bring them out of the land of Egypt into the land that I have searched out for them, flowing with milk and honey, the glory of all lands.
特别弟兄姊妹注意这句话，那地就是流奶与灭之地，迦南美地。
Beloved, note especially, thy land is the land of Canaan, flowing with milk and honey.
那地在万国中是有荣耀的。
And that land is the glory of all lands.
那地在万国中是有荣耀的。
That land is the glory of all lands.
好，我们来看新约。提撒罗尼迦后书第一章。
Now, Second Thessalonians chapter 1.
我们来看第十节。
Verse 10.
这真是主降临，要在他圣徒的身上的荣耀，又在一切信的人身上显为稀奇的那日子。
When he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed.
十一节
Verse 11.
因此我们常为你们祷告，愿我们的神看你们配得过所蒙的召，看你们配得过所蒙的召，又用大能成就你们一切所羡慕的良善和一切因信心所做的功夫，叫我们主耶稣基督的名在你们身上得着荣耀，你们也在他的身上得着荣耀，都照着我们的神并主耶稣基督的恩。
Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God will count you worthy of this calling. Our God will count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the walk of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we bow our heads and say a prayer?
父神，当遍地都是黑暗的时候
，Father God, when the heaven and earth are full of darkness,
愿你的荣耀显在我们的中间。
Let your glory be revealed in our midst.
我们敬拜你，赞美你。
We worship you and praise you.
全地的人都应当敬畏你。
All the land should fear you.
地上的万民都应当害怕你。
All the nations of the earth should be afraid of you.
因为你说有就有。你命令就来。
Because you spoke and it stood, and you commanded and it stood fast.
主，你要叫立国万民的谋算都归于无有，无有果效。
You will bring to nothing all the counsels of all the nations.
主，唯有你的谋算，你的意念要存到永远。
Only your counsel, your thought will endure forever.
主，不管天地这样的改变，你的宝座安定在天。
Lord, no matter how the heaven and earth will change, but your throne is set in heaven.
你的宝座太初就有根，古就已经立定。
Because your throne is established from the very beginning of everlasting.
你的国要存到永远，你的权柄要存到万代。
And your kingdom will endure forever. Your power will last all generations.
主，让我们转眼仰望你的宝座。
Lord, turn our eyes upon your throne.
主，我们里面立刻就明亮起来。
And right away, our hearts are opened and bright within.
不管全地这样的黑暗。
Regardless how the world is full of darkness.
你仍然在那里掌权。
You continue to reign.
我们敬拜你，赞美你，把荣耀都归给你。
We worship you and praise you, and to you be all the glory.
主，我们把余下的时间交托给主。
Lord, we commit the remainder of the time to you.
主，你的仆人、使女都需要你的同在，需要你的灵。
Lord, your servant and your maidservant need your spirit and your presence.
愿你与我们的灵同在。
Be with our spirit.
主，给我们话语，给我们恩典，给我们能力，给我们权柄。
Oh Lord, grant us your grace, your power, your might.
更需要你给我们坚固的信心。
Even more, we need to have the steadfast faith.
愿你的信在我们里面显出极大的能力。
So that through this faith that it brings out the exceeding greatness power.
在我们只是软弱的器皿上显出你的能力。
Show your power in us, your weak vessels.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
主，你的灵在哪里，哪里得以自由。
Lord, where your spirit is, there is the liberty.
不再叫我们被任何的事物捆绑。
So that we'll no longer be bound by anything.
主，让我们自由。
Lord, set us free.
让我们释放。
Deliver us.
荣耀归给你。
To you be all the glory.
与我们同在。
Be with us all.
歌唱的，跳舞的，我们都要说，我们的前缘都在你的里。
He who sings and dances shall all say that our strength is in you.
听着讲的，都向你张口。
So the hearing, the speaking will open wide their mouth.
用你的话充满我们。
Fill us with your word.
能力充满我们。
Fill us with your might.
恩典充满我们。
Fill us with your grace.
圣灵充满我们。
Fill us with your Holy Spirit.
仰望你，等候你。
We look unto you and we wait for you.
祷告祈求，信耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们今天还是交通在基督里面的那测不透的那个丰富。
Beloved, today we'll continue to fellowship on the unsearchable riches of Christ.
这是保罗在以弗所书第三章讲的一段话。
This is what Paul says in Ephesians 3.
他说我做了福音的执事。
He said, I have become the minister of the gospel.
是照着神给我的恩赐。
According to the gift of the grace of God.
是神给我的权柄。
By God's power.
所以今天我愿意把基督那测不透的丰盛丰富能够传给外邦人。
So today, I will be willing to deliver all the unsearchable riches and fullness of Christ to the Gentiles.
我们都知道什么叫测不透的丰富基督里面。
We all know what is the unsearchable riches in Christ.
所有的丰盛都在基督里面。我们在基督里面也得到了一切的丰盛。
All the fullness dwells in Christ. In Him, we are made complete.
我想这个丰盛就是指着主耶稣基督一切神圣的那一个属性。
I believe this fullness consists of all the divine attributes of God in His deity.
是神主耶稣基督一切那个人性的美德都在基督里面。
Also, all Lord Jesus Christ's virtues in His humanity.
保罗说：“我要把这个丰盛传给外邦人，让我们都能够得着，都能够经历，都能够享受，都能够把这个丰盛从我们的生活见证里面活出来，彰显出来。”
And Paul says, "I want to preach this unsearchable riches in Christ to the Gentiles, so that we could all attain to it.Enjoy it, experience it, and also live it out.
我们知道这个丰盛在旧约里面，耶稣亚基给我们看见这个预表，那就是迦南美地。
And we also know this fullness is typified in Joshua, that's the land of Canaan.
我们知道神使着耶稣亚把以色列百姓带进。这一块流奶与蜜丰盛的一块地。
We know that through Joshua, God led Israelites into this good land flowing with milk and honey.
我想神把他们拯救出来最终的目的就是把他们带进这一块流奶与蜜之地迦南美地。
I believe God's ultimate goal to save them out of Egypt is to lead them into this good land of Canaan flowing with milk and honey.
不但是叫他们能够享受能够占有整个迦南美地。
Not only would they occupy and enjoy the whole land of Canaan,
并且神知道，若是他们能够得到这块美地，享受这块美地，我相信他们从心底的深处，为了会向神感恩。
But also God knew that if they could really obtain and enjoy this land from the very depths of their heart, they should give praises and thanksgiving to God.
因为他们若是能够与过去他们在埃及做奴隶的时候过的那一种生活，现在在这块美地中间那种享受对比之下，我相信他们里面很自然的有个感恩的心。
I believe if they compare the life they lived in Egypt in under bondage and also the free life in the land of Canaan, I truly believe that very readily from the very depths of their hearts, they would simply praise God.
在这块地里面，他们应有尽有。
Because this land consists all in all.
无论他们说需要什么，这块地都是丰丰富富的供应他们。
Whatever they need, this land abundantly supplies them all.
我再说，神不是让他们在那里只是享受。
Let me say it again. It's not that God only wants them to enjoy the land.
我们刚刚念的以西结书第二十章。
Because in Ezekiel 20, which we just read, says this so clearly.
耶和华说，那日我向他们说起誓的，我就是必定要把他们从埃及带出来。
Because the Lord says, on that day I swore to them that I would bring them out of Egypt.
带出来做什么？
What would he do after he brought them out?
带进我曾经察看的那一块流奶与蜜之地，那地在万国中是有荣耀的。
The Lord would lead them into the land which he had already searched out for them, the glory of all lands.
神不但让这些百姓在那块地能够得着荣耀，得着享受，得着荣耀，神也要借着这块地，神自己要得着荣耀。
Not only would God allow them to obtain to the land to enjoy it, but also God himself would be glorified.
要叫万国都看见耶和华神的荣耀。
So that all the nations of the world would see the glory of the Lord.
那么神怎么能够得到荣耀呢？
Now how can God be glorified in this?
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，他们经历了这样一个丰盛的那一个享受。他们对着神有一个敬畏的心。
Beloved, we all know that after they have experienced such abundant enjoyment, they should have this fear of God.
他们愿意敬畏神。
They will revere God.
他们愿意甘心的、尽心尽意的来侍奉这位神。
And willingly with their whole heart and soul, they will serve this God.
他们愿意来爱这位耶和华真神。
Willingly, they will love the Lord, the true God.
他们愿意来行他的道，遵守他的命令。
And willingly, they would obey his commandments and walk in his ways.
弟兄姊妹，若是他们能够活出这样的一个见证的生活，分别为圣的生活。
Beloved, if they could live out this life of testimony, a sanctified life,
我想他们就影响了周边的所有的列国万民。
I'm convinced that they should have influence all the nations around them.
我想神早已经告诉他们了，若是你们遵守我的道，遵循我的旨意，我就要大大的祝福你们。
The Lord has already told them, if you obey my commands and walk in my ways, I will greatly bless you.
你看《生命记》里面有六个支派在基利心山上，就是宣布神的祝福。
You see, in Leviticus that there are six tribes of Israel, they would proclaim the blessing on the Mount of Gerizim.
神这件事要祝福他们，那件事要祝福他们，祝福他们，祝福他们，所有的事上神都要祝福他们。
And there God would bless them in this and in that, in all the things God would bless them.
所以你们看见这些百姓若是在迦南美地能够遵守神的命令，遵循他的旨意，敬畏神的话，神的祝福就大大的赐福给他们。
So you see that if all these Israelites would obey God's command and fear him, and God's blessing will be showered abundantly upon them.
哎呀，怎么不影响周围的列国万民？
How could they not impact all the surrounding pagan countries?
他们看见了这般被蒙福的子民。
Because they have observed all this blessed of God.
也看见了那他们那一些分别为圣的生活的见证。
They also observed all the sanctified testimony of their lives.
以至于这些万民列国都要转向这位真的神。
So that all the nations and all the peoples will turn to the true God.
他们要来认识这位真的神。
They will come to know the true God.
他们要离弃他们的偶像。
They will forsake their idols.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是神在那地，在万国中 得着了荣耀。
Beloved, isn't this the glory God would attain in that land among all nations?
不但神得着荣耀，这些百姓呢也得着荣耀。
Not only would God receive this glory, but also the people would.
弟兄姊妹，老师你去看《生命记》的二十六章第十九节。
Beloved, if you read Deuteronomy 26:9,
二十六章的最后一节，耶和华什么怎么说的？
What does our Lord say toward the very end?
他说：“你们只要遵守我的命令，行我的道，我要叫你们得到名声，得到称赞，得到尊贵。”
If you obey my command and walk in my way, I will have you attend to all the fame and blessing and of being noble.
并且我要使你们这个国家，你们这些民众要超过我所创造的万国万民之上。
And Israel should be above all the nations that the Lord has created.
并且要照着我所应许你们的，你们要归耶和华，你们要成为圣洁的民。
And according to what the Lord has commanded, they should be holiness to God, the sanctified ones.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
So beloved, have you seen this?
神带他们进入迦南美地最终的目的是什么？
What is the ultimate goal for the Lord to lead them into the land of Canaan?
神在他们中间得着荣耀。
That is for God to be glorified in their midst.
他们在万国万民中得着荣耀。
And also for them to have this glory among nations.
我为什么要讲这一段话？
Why do I have shared with you?
神拣选你，拣选我，呼召你，呼召我，为什么？
Likewise today, why has God chosen you and called you and me today?
神呼召我们最终的目的，拯救我们最终的旨意是什么？
What is God's ultimate purpose of His calling and of His salvation?
我上次的弟兄姊妹叫通过了。
Beloved, the last time I shared with you on this.
救恩十字架拯救我们，不是最终的目的。这不过是个手段，这是一个过程。
Salvation, the gospel, the cross is not the ultimate goal. This is simply a process of procedure.
神得着荣耀。
The final goal is for God to be glorified.
基督得着荣耀。
For Christ to be glorified.
我们得着荣耀。
As well as we will be glorified.
那在万国中是有荣耀的。
The land is the most glorious one among all the lands.
什么时候我们能够把基督那个丰盛从我们的生活中彰显出来的时候，我们的荣耀，神得着荣耀，基督得着荣耀。
Whenever we are able to exhibit the fullness of God, then God, the Christ, as well as we will be glorified.
什么时候我们一天天磨成神儿子的模样，神得着荣耀，我们得着荣耀。
Whenever we are being conformed to the image of the Christ, then God as well as we will receive glory.
一天天我们的生活越来越圣洁，全然成圣，我们的神基督，我们得着荣耀。
Whenever our life is being holy day by day, being entirely sanctified,
什么时候我们越来越完全，越来越完全，神基督得着荣耀，我们得着荣耀。
When we have become more and more perfect, then Christ and God would receive glories, and so are we.
这是神拯救我们最终要达到的目的。
And this is the ultimate goal for God to save us.
刚刚弟兄给我们念的以弗所书第一章讲得非常清楚。
Our brother just read Ephesians 1 tells us very clearly.
什么时候我们能够完全有基督的丰盛呢？什么时候我们能够完全的磨成神儿子的模样呢？什么时候我们能够全然成圣呢？什么时候我们能够完全完全像父神完全一样呢？
When will we have the riches of Christ? When will we be entirely sanctified? When will we become more and more conformed to the image of Christ? When will we become perfect?
今生是不可能的。
It's impossible to attend to this life.
我上次因为我好像交通了很清楚了，我们今天还有这个肉体，我们还有这个败坏的那个天性在我们的里面。
That's how I share this with you all very clearly, because we still have this corrupt nature and the flesh in us.
今天还有世界的引诱，撒旦的引诱，破坏。
Today, we still encounter the destruction from all the temptation of Satan and the world.
我们还有肉体的软弱。
We still have the weakness in our flesh.
但是我们有一个目标。
But we do have this goal.
我们有一件事。
And there is one thing.
我们忘记背后，努力面前。
That is forgetting the things that are behind and looking forward to the things ahead.
比利比第三章说，我不是已经得到了，已经完全，我竭力的追求。
Philippians 3 tells us, Paul says, I do not count myself to have been apprehended or being perfected, but I simply press on until the day the Lord returns.
我们要见到我们的主。
Until the day when we see our Lord. And when our body will be completely transformed.
我们感谢神，到了那一天，我们就完全像主。
We thank the Lord that on that day we will be completely like Him.
我上次用了约翰一书第三章的第二节讲得非常清楚。
And the last time I share with you 1 John 3:2 because it said, talks about this fact so clearly.
约翰说主若显现我们必要像他我们必得见他的真体。
Because John says, when the Lord is revealed that we shall see his person and we will be like him.
主若显现我们就必要像他我们要见到他的真实。
When the Lord is revealed, we will see his person and we will be made like him. On that day, we will be complete. That day, we will be completely being Christ-like. On that day, we will obtain all the fullness of Jesus Christ. We will lack nothing. Thank God. Today we are still under the bondage of the corruptness of this flesh. But on that day we will have the glorious liberty of the children of God. On that day we will be completely free. On that day, we will have no more constraints, no more bondage. When the Lord is revealed together with Him, we will be revealed in His glory. And Ephesians 1, we just read, says this very clearly. The one who does all things according to the counsel of Him would be glorified in us who first have hope in Him.
我们听见了他真理的道，就是得救的福音。我们有信了耶稣，就信了他，我们就领受了所应许的圣灵。这圣灵就是我们将来得基业的凭据，在神子民得赎的时候。
In Him, you believed, having heard of the word salvation, the gospel of the truth, having believed in Him, they were also received this Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our possession until the redemption of the purchased possession to the glory of God. Until God's children are redeemed, then God's glory will be praised.
我们刚刚念的《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第一章也讲得非常的清楚。
And also 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 says,
主降临的时候,
When the Lord descends,
他要在信的人身上得着荣耀。
He will be glorified among those who believe.
在圣徒身上显为稀奇的那日子。
And on that day, he will be marveled at among all the saints.
所以保罗说我为你们祷告。
Therefore, Paul says, I pray for you.
我常常为你们祷告。
I often pray for you.
但愿神看你们配得过所蒙的召。
That God would count you worthy of the calling.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看见你蒙召有何等的荣耀的指望？
Beloved, have you seen that the calling that you have received, what is the exceeding greatness of the hope?
保罗在腓立比书说我只有一件事忘记背后努力面前向着标杆直跑我要得着神从基督从上面召我要来得的奖赏
And Paul says in Philippians that there is only one thing he does that is forgetting the things behind and reaching forward to the things ahead of him and press on toward the goal for the prize of the God that he has in Christ Jesus for our glory.
什么解释说从上面召我们的?
What does this mean, this upward call from God?
光是翻译为 up call, 我觉得不够。
I don't think that only this up call, upward call of God is not enough yet.
这个召是非常崇高的, 非常超越的那个呼召。
Because this is a calling as so lofty, so transcendent.
哎呀,这个呼召就是叫我们有一天完全完全完全像基督,完全有他丰盛,完全能够得以成圣。
Yes, this calling will enable us to be completely like him, to be entirely sanctified, to be conformed to the image of Christ, and also be perfect.
哎呀,想想我们本来的本相。
Just imagine our, the way we were.
有何等的丑陋。
How ugly.
有何等的败坏?
How corrupt.
我们正是地狱的材料,
we are truly the materials for the lake of fire and brimstone. Because we were dead in sins and transgression and we were God's enemies.
我们是一块死的肉, 臭的肉,
we were simply dead, stinking flesh.
只有苍蝇喜欢的,
only flies like this.
感谢神,
but thank God,
神把我们改变,
God has changed us. God has transformed us.
他预先定的就召他们来，召他们来的叫他们称义，称义的叫他们得着荣耀，那地在万国中是有荣耀。
Because those he predestined, these he called; those he called, these he glorified, so that the land is the most glorious one among all land.
所以保罗在提撒罗尼迦后书第一章接下来他怎么讲叫神看我们配得过是我们所做用他的大能成全我们一切所羡慕的良善和一切因信心所做的功叫基督的名在我们身上得着荣耀我们能够因着基督的名基督的身上得着荣耀都是照着神和基督的那个恩典。
So what does Paul continue to say in 2 Thessalonians? After he said that, may God count you worthy of the calling, next he says, and fulfill all the goodness and all the work of faith by his power, that his name could be glorified in you, that you also glorify in him, according to the grace of God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹,你想神能用大能成就
Beloved, do you think God with his great power is able to fulfill all the goodness of our desire? Is he able to fulfill all the work of our faith?
你说神能吗?
Do you think he can?
感谢主,我用以弗所第三章那里一句话。
Thank the Lord. I would like to use what Paul said in Ephesians 3.
他说神能造作我们心里运行的大能，成就一切能够超出我们所求所想的，叫神能够在教会中，并在基督里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。神能。
Thank God, for he says that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power he works in you. To God be glory in Christ in the church throughout all generations forever and ever. Yes, God can. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
感谢主叫基督在我们身上得着荣耀。Thank
the Lord, so Christ could be glorified in us.
我们在他身上得着荣耀。And
also we are glorified in him.
荣耀,荣耀,荣耀,荣耀, 这是神召我们最终要达到的目的。So
glory, 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 glory. This is the very ultimate goal that God has created and saved us.
我们常常想到那个荣耀就是在神的国度里面，与基督一同做宝座，一同掌权，一同做王，一同来管理将来的世界。
We often think of glory as in the age to come, we would sit on the throne with Christ to reign, to rule all the world. This is glory, isn't it?
是的, 这是荣耀,
indeed, it is.
但是还不是最大的, 最高的荣耀,
However, this is not the greatest and the highest glory yet. This is not yet the final goal of God to create us. His ultimate goal is for us to be completely Christ-like. And this is the prize that God wants to give us. This is the prize that God has called us upward in His upward call in Christ. And this prize is Christ Himself. Beloved, can you and I obtain
this?
And I've said so much. I guarantee you and I will attend to it. As long as we're born again and have the life of Christ. As long as daily we are being changed, transformed, and being conformed. I said this previously. Don't you ever think that when the Lord returns, all of a sudden, you will be in the glory. This is impossible. Instead, this is the day by day, year by year, you're being conformed to the image of Christ, to the point that more and more we decay and more He prospers in us.
那么我可以保证, 到了哪一天, 主若显现, 你必要像他, 你能够看见他的真实。
And then I can guarantee you that in the very day that the Lord is revealed, you will be like Him, for you shall see Him, the person.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹, 保罗这, 这个中文的翻译, 我不知道为什么这么翻译, 你去看腓立比书第三章第十二节。
If you are referred to Philippians 3:12, I don't know why Chinese Bible translates it this way.
保罗怎么讲的?
What does Paul say here?
他说我不是已经得着了, 我不是已经完全了。 对不对? 他说我是竭力的追求。
Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on.
但是中文翻译了一个或者,
but Chinese has this word, if.
或者我可以得到基督所以要得着我的或者所以要我得着的对不对这里有个或者就是有可能了也可能你得不着也可能你得着没有十分的把握 但是呢,我们要竭力地追求,要竭力地追求。弟兄姊妹,不是这个意思。
The Chinese Bible adds this word, if I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me, or I may lay hold of that, Christ desires me to lay hold of this. So I'm not 100% sure, but still I press on. No, it's not so.
是的,我们要竭力追求,竭力追求我们才能够一天天改变嘛,一天天变化嘛,对不对?
Yes, we do need to press on so we can be changed and transformed day by day, right?
这是需要花代价的,需要牺牲的,花时间的,我们还没有交通到这一点。Well,
it calls for sacrifice, calls for a price, which we haven't shared on this point yet.
那么结果是不是会落空呢?
But however, will our hope be in vain?
中文的翻译,
according to the Chinese translation, it seems that all things will come to void.
但是你去看所有的版本, 翻译的版本, 好几种版本,
but if you read all the other versions,
我至少看了有四种版本,
I have read at least four versions of the Bible. 没有一个版本是说, none of the versions says maybe you may be able to do this.
但是都是说非常肯定的,
very affirmatively they say yes. you will attend to it.
我还是用这句圣经，我以前用过。 哥林多前书第二章，保罗说：“我讲的智慧不是那个世上的智慧，对不对？”他说：“我讲的智慧是神奥秘的智慧，他在万世以前已经预定你们得着荣耀，万世以前已经预定你们得荣耀的。他一呼召你，一拣选你，他就让你有一天得着他的荣耀。”
Whenever he calls you and chose you, he will glorify you one day. I want to use this passage which I shared with you before, that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, that Paul says, I'm not talking about the wisdom of the world, but I'm talking about the wisdom in a mystery, the hidden mystery, which God predestined before ages for our glory. So we should not be discouraged. Nor should we be disappointed, because when you look at yourself, we feel we are so destitute. We are not like Christ at all.
我刚刚一开始就讲到以色列的百姓，神预定他们的旨意，对不对？
At the very beginning, I share with you on God's purpose set on Israelites.
那地在万国中是有荣耀的。
That is the land, is the glory of all land.
弟兄姊妹，你看看他们现在的光景，你看看整个以色列的历史。
Beloved, consider Israelites, the whole history, their conditions of present day.
失败又失败又失败。
As failure upon failure.
他有没有叫神得着荣耀？
Have they glorified God?
你现在看看迦南美地这块地，这个有没有在那地得着荣耀？
And take a look at the good land of Canaan. Has God been glorified there?
那就说神失败了吗？神的计划在他们身上失败，神会的失败吗？
Is it that God has failed and His plan is brought to nothing?
哎呀，今天我们看看这些百姓有没有被神祝福？我们看见充满了咒诅。
And we consider all these Israelites today, are they being blessed? No, they have been fully cursed.
他们有没有得到名声，得到尊贵，得到荣耀？没有，神的名在他们身上得到许多，得到回报。
Have they received this name and honor and God has not received this glory either. All they did is to render blasphemy to God.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
有一天主来的时候,
one day when the Lord comes again,
以色列全家都要得救,
the whole house of Israel will be saved.
雅各家全家都要得救,
the house of the whole Jacob will be saved.
哎呀,启示录第一章讲得很清楚, 看啊,我要降云降临。
Behold, in Revelation 1 says this so clearly, that I will come with clouds.
众魔都要看见我。
Every eye shall see me.
连吃我的人也要看见我，就是这以色列的百姓。
Even those who pierce me shall see me. They are the Israelites.
地上的万族都要因我哀哭。
Every tribe of the earth shall mourn for me.
因为这是大灾难的时候。
Because this is the great tribulation.
哎呀，万国万民因着这些苦难、灾难，他们在那里哀哭痛苦啊。
All the nations, all the peoples, because of this tribulation, will mourn, will weep.
以色列百姓也在哭啊。
Even the Israelis will be crying.
但是他们的哭是悔改的哭。
However, their weeping is the crying of repentance.
他们现在看到。
Now they have seen.
就是他们的弥赛亚。
Christ is their Messiah.
就是他们祖宗一直在那里等候的这位弥赛亚，就是他们把他钉在十字架上的。
Now they have seen that Christ is the Messiah that their fathers have been waiting for, and Christ is the very one they crucified. So all the eyes will see him, even those who pierced him. I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. I am the God, the Almighty, the one who is, who was, and who is to come.
I am the God, the Almighty, the one who is, who was, and who is to come. 神，我已经定规的旨意一定要成就到了那一天。
I am the God Almighty, the one who is, who was, who is to come. I have predestined and I will bring it to pass.
那地在万国中是有荣耀的。
The glory of all lands.
哎呀，你去看看以赛亚第二章。
Consider Isaiah chapter 2.
先去做以赛亚启示这个末世。
And through Isaiah, God revealed the latter days to them.
到了那个 last day.
On the last days.
那日。
On that day.
耶和华殿的山必定要建立，要超乎万山，越过万林，万民都要流归于这山。
In the last days, the mountain of the house of God shall be established above all, shall be established and exalted above all the hills and be on the top of the mountains. All the nations shall flow to it.
有许多的列国民说，来吧，我们一起上耶和华的山，登雅各的殿。
All the nations and people will say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob.
主要把他的道教训我们，我们要行他的路。
For the Lord shall teach us his laws and we shall walk in his path.
耶和华的言语训诲要出于西安，出于耶路撒冷这个城。
For out of Zion, the law of the Lord shall go forth.
你看见吗？那地得着荣耀吗？
Have you seen it? The land has received the glory yet?
你要去看撒迦利亚书第八章那一段话，最后的一段话。
Zechariah chapter 8, the very last two several verses.
万军的耶和华说，将来。万军的耶和华说，将来怎么样？列国万民都要涌向那个城啊。
And the Lord God, the Lord of hosts says that in the last days, all the nations, all the nations, peoples will flow to that city.
列国万民都要去寻求万军耶和华，寻求耶和华的恩惠。
They will all to entreat the favor of the Lord to seek the Lord of hosts.
到了那一天，有十个人从各族各民出来的，拉着一个犹太人说，哎呀，我们要与你一同去啊，因为神与你们同在啊，神祝福你们啊，我们要与你们一起去敬拜耶和华这位神啊。
On that day, there will be 10 people from every language of the nations, and they will grasp one Jew on his sleeve and saying, let us go with you, for the Lord is with you. We will go to worship the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你看见神的旨意成就没有啊？
So beloved, have you seen that the will of God is fulfilled?
不管他们怎么失败，
no matter how badly they fail,
最终他们要回转。
In the end, they shall all turn.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神在我们身上定的旨意，
we thank him for
不会落空的。
For the very purpose he has predestined in us, it shall never come void.
他的恩召拣选不会后悔的。
Because his election and calling will are irrevocable.
他既然爱了我们，
since he has loved us,
既然拣选了我们，
since he has chosen us,
既然给了我们永远的生命，
since he has given us eternal life,
最终他要成就这件事。
In the end, he will bring it to pass.
你记得创世纪第十七章亚伯拉罕的故事吗？
Do you recall the story of Abraham in Genesis 17?
那时候亚伯拉罕99岁了，100岁了。
When Abraham was 99 years old,
哎呀，他失败，他跌倒。
He failed, he stumbled.
哎呀，13年主耶和华没有向他显现。
For the past 13 years, the Lord never showed himself to him.
但是神没有放弃他。
However, the Lord never gave up on Abraham.
99岁了。
When he was about 99 years old, the Lord again revealed himself to him.
他说你，我是全能的神，你要做完全的人。
I am the Almighty. Be perfect and walk perfect before me.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神是全能的。
God is omnipotent.
他要成就这件事。
So he shall fulfill this very matter.
弟兄姊妹，你打开启示录。
Now, beloved, if you open your Bible to Revelation.
你看启示录第二十一章。
Read chapter 21.
哎呀，我们很常常看启示录第二十一章，我们只注重第三节。
When we read chapter 21, our focus is on chapter verse 3.
第三节讲什么？
What's verse 3
about? 我们看见天上有大声音说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与我们同住，这段话，对不对？
In verse 3, we read that John heard a loud voice from the throne and saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them.
哎呀，他要擦干我们的眼泪。
They will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
不再有死亡，不再有悲哀，不再有疼痛，不再有哭嚎，这一切是都过去了。坐在宝座上的说，都成了。
There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, nor pain, because the former things have passed away. The one who sat on the throne says that I make all things new.
啊，我是阿拉法，我是 Omega, 我是始，我是终。
I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega, I'm the beginning, I'm the end.
哎呀，我们很享受这段经文。
How we enjoy this passage.
很多弟兄姊妹盼望主的再来，就是为着这个。
So many brothers and sisters hope for that the Lord is coming simply because of this.
哎呀，我们看见以马内利乐园又恢复了。看哪，我要支着帐篷在人间，他要与我们永远同住，这就是乐园嘛。
Again, then we see the Emmanuel and we see the paradise being restored because behold, the tabernacle of God is among men. He will dwell with us. No longer shall he leave us.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他要擦干我们一切的眼泪。
He will wipe away every tear from our eyes.
我们今天在这个世界越来越苦啊，我们看见越来越，哎呀，真。对对，我们看见整个形势叫我们里面实在是灰心失望啊，巴不得主你早点再来吧，擦干我的眼泪。
We see the world has been more and more trying, and we just long for his coming again so he could wipe away our tears.
哎呀，这个盼望，这不是神呼召我们最终的目的。
However, this hope is not the ultimate goal of our God's calling.
我们刚才已经讲了，我们应该再下看下去第九节。
And I just mentioned that we should continue to read verse 9.
第九节讲什么？
What does verse 9 say?
我们看见我们的老约翰有一位天使，就是拿着七个金碗的，有一位天使说，来来来来。
Here John saw one of the seven angels holding the golden censers.Golden bowls.
有一位说，别走，老爷还想你来。
And one of them said, "Come."
我要只给你看一件事。
I will show you one thing.
看什么
？What is that?
我要给你看那位新妇。
I will show you the bride.
就是羔羊的妻。
The wife of the lamb.
哎呀，老爷还被圣灵感动。
And the old apostle John was in the spirit.
天使就把他带上一个高大的山。
And the angel brought him to a high mountain.
他看见什么？
What did he see?
看见圣城耶路撒冷。
He saw the holy city, New Jerusalem.
从天上降下来。
Descending from God, out of heaven.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这就是羔羊的妻，这就是信徒，就是今天的教会。
Beloved, this is the bride, the Lamb's wife. This is today's church.
你我都在这个整体的里面，对不对？
You and I are in the corporate.
我们都在这个新圣城、新耶路撒冷。
We are all in this New Jerusalem, the Holy City.
我们都是与这个圣城、新耶路撒冷有份的。
We are all partakers of the Holy City, New Jerusalem.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
你看看这个城。
Now take a look at the city.
这个城里面充满着光辉。
It's full of glory and light.
这个光辉像什么？
What is this light like?
哎呀，就是像碧玉，像碧玉。
Like jasper.
像宝石，红宝石。
Like a precious stone, sardius.
这是它的光辉。
And this is its light.
这个城，整个城就是像碧玉，又是碧玉。
The whole city is like jasper, again jasper.
这个城墙有十二个根基。
And this wall has 12 foundations.
第一个根基，城墙的根基就是碧玉，又像碧玉。
Then the very first foundation of the wall is jasper, again.
什么叫比喻啊?
Then what is Jasper?
若是你去看启示录第四章,
If you read Revelation chapter 4,
这也是约翰被带到这个异象的里面。
This is again when John was being brought in a vision.
他看见有一个宝座。
And he saw this throne.
有一位坐在宝座上。
There is one who sat on the throne.
这是谁呀?
Who is this?
我们的神。
Our God.
他像什么?
Who is he like?
哎呀，他像碧玉，像红宝石。
He is like the jasper and sardius in appearance.
这是神的形象。
This is the image of God.
你看新耶路撒冷城，就是碧玉，碧玉，碧玉，一再提到碧玉，碧玉，我们完全变化，我们完全像神啊。
And this is why in the New Jerusalem,we keep seeing the word jasper, 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 because we are being transformed, we are being Christ-like.
哎呀，我们就是像神的。
Then we are just like God.
我们完全像基督了。
We will be like Christ completely.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
你再读下去。
If you continue to read on.
读到最后一段。
To read the very last
passage. 他怎么讲的？这个城里面有基督和羔羊的宝座，发出极大的光辉，所以不需要日月光照，也不需要灯的，整天就是亮的。
Since the city has the throne of the Lamb, so it does not need this moon or the sun. All day it's so bright. It's simply sends out its brilliance in light.
接下来他怎么讲?
What does it
列国万民都要在这个城的光中行走啊。
All the nations and the people shall walk in this light.
世上的君王都要把他们的荣耀归给那一个城啊。
And all the kings of the world shall bring their glory into it.
这些王都要把自己的荣耀归给那个城啊。
All these kings shall ascribe all their honor unto the city.
人要说列国要把他的荣耀珍贵都归给那个城啊。哎呀，荣耀荣耀珍贵都归给那个城啊。
So people say that that's all, give all the honor and glory unto the city. Glory, honor, all to the city.
弟兄姊妹。
Beloved,
这个城不是就是教会吗?
Isn't the city?
就不就是我们都在其中吗?
Isn't the city the church?And the wife of the land, isn't it consisting of all of us, you and me, we're all in it.
我在第一讲的时候我就提到这一点。
Now, in my first sharing, I've already mentioned on this.
我还记得我用哥罗西书第一章那里一句话。
I still remember what I shared with you, Colossians chapter
1. 哥罗西书第一章保罗这么讲的，他说我感谢父神，对不对?
In Colossians, what does Paul say?I thank God, our Father.
打一个祷告说我感谢父神，你叫我们与众圣徒在光明中同得基业，对不对？你救我们脱离了黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国度里面，这段话。
Because you have qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his beloved son.
我特别说这一段话真正的翻译，最好的翻译就是我们同的众圣徒的份。
And I said the best translation of this passage is that we would be partakers of the portionallotted to all the saints.
在光明中同得到这个众圣徒的份。
So we should be partakers instead of the inheritance, but the portion of the saints in the light. What does it mean? What does it mean?
基督的丰盛太丰盛了，我今天可能没有太多时间讲。太丰，你知道基督的丰盛有多丰盛吗？
Because the riches of Christ is so great.I don't have time to share on this.
性情，他的性格，我们刚刚讲的出埃及记的那，我可能没有时间解释了。出埃及记讲到那个耶和华的名是还有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，有信实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽罪过，他绝不以有罪的当作无罪。这里面就包含着十个方面，神的那一个美的，神的那个本性的丰盛，十个方面。
Do you know how rich Christ is? And this is all included in Exodus 34 we just read. Today I won't have time to explain it all, but his gracious and merciful slow to anger, abounding in faithfulness and truth, forgiving sins, iniquity, and transgression.
老师，你去看以弗所，你可以找一找二十二的方面。
And includes ten of God's deity. And if you read Ephesians again, you can find 22 aspects of God's attributes.
二十二方面都包含了出埃及记的耶和华神的那个名里面的那个十个方面都有，你可以找得到。
And Ephesians, which includes the attributes of God mentioned in Exodus 34, the ten of them, Ephesians has them all.
十个方面以外，你还要加上十二个方面，你自己去找。我给你个教科，你回去找一找以弗所。
So I will give you homework. Find out the ten aspects of God's attributes as spelled out in Exodus and another 12 in Ephesians. Not only this.
基督这么多的丰富，哎呀，你去看看哥林多前书，就讲到十几个方面的。
And in First Corinthians, in terms of this unsearchable riches of Christ, it also mentions so many.
哎呀，他是什么灵磐石啊？哎呀，他是灵水啊？他是逾越节的羔羊啊？他是我们的圣洁啊？他是我们的公义啊？他是我们的智慧啊？你去找找一哥林多前书，也可以找到十几个方面的。
And you probably could find more than ten.Aspects of this attributes of God in 1 Corinthians, such as He is our rock, He is our righteousness, He is our sanctification, He is our wisdom, and many more.
哎呀，你去看看，就是迦南美地的这几个方面，就预表了基督的那个丰盛嘛，对不对？
Even with this good land of Canaan, it could typify several aspects of the riches of Christ.
哎，什么叫河啊？什么叫水啊？什么叫源啊？什么叫小麦啊？什么叫大麦啊？什么叫蜜啊？什么叫奶啊？什么叫葡萄树啊？橄榄树啊？这个石榴树啊？无花果树啊？又是什么叫铁啊？什么叫铜啊？哎呀，这些方面你都可以解释为神的那一个基督那一个丰盛在他的性情性格中间的彰显啊，太多太多了。
When we read about how the Bible describes the riches of the land, such as all the brooks, all the springs and fountains, and also the iron, the copper, and the vines, pomegranates, and all these trees, and then you could actually see it all typifies the fullness of God in His deity.
就看雅各书 Song of Song.哎呀，你就看到基督的那个丰富的那个荣耀的彰显啊。
And if you read a Song of Song, you could see the manifestation of the fullness of the glory of Christ.
哎呀，他是凤仙花，他是果中的百合花，他是撒冷的玫瑰花，他是真拿达香膏啊，他是墨油啊。
Just as our Lord is typified in the Hannah flower.And also in the roses, Sharon, lily of the valley, and all the fountain and springs, everything.
哎呀，他像羚羊啊，他像小鹿啊，对不对？
He's like
太多了，都可以解释了，你可以没事，太实在太丰富了。
He is like the young stag. He is like the gazelle. You could all try to explain this, from the perspective of.The riches of our Christ.
哎呀，你可以讲是基督就是狮子啊，基督就是牛啊，基督就是飞鹰啊，老鹰啊，哎呀，太多太多，太丰盛了，丰富的丰盛啊。
Or you could see the unsearchable riches of Christ, in ox, in lion, in the flying eagle. It simply is too abundant.
为什么要讲这些呢？
Why did I say all
this? 因为我们看见新耶路撒冷城，
Here's、
这是个教会。
We see the New Jerusalem, this is the church.
包括所有神的儿女在里头。
Which includes all of God's people.
所以我刚刚讲的哥罗西书第一章，在光明中与同众圣徒一同得着哪个份？今天迦南美地是要十二个支派同心协力，把这些仇敌都征服了，十二个支派去得着这个迦南美地的丰盛了，因为太丰盛了，哪一个支派就可以去得着的？
Because I mentioned that the riches of the land typifies the riches of Christ. So just as Colossians says that we are partakers of the portion of the saints in the light. So So Israelites had to go in together, 12 tribes together. None of the one single tribe can attend to this fullness and riches.
哎呀, 我们每一个神的儿女有他的一个特长在他的身上。
Every child of God has something special in him or her.
所有的加起来,
you put all together.
才能够把基督那个丰盛彰显出来。
Only so could it possible to manifest the fullness of Christ.
弟兄说我为什么要花这段时间讲基督的丰盛?
Now this is why I spend all this time on the riches of Christ.
只有你认识基督是怎样一位基督。
Only when you know what kind of Christ he is,
你就会像保罗一样的竭力追求,
then you will be like Paul, press on.
你会尽一切的力量去得到基督,
with all your means, you want to attain to Christ.
我想我们年轻的时候,交朋友的时候, 男男女女交朋友, 为什么我们常常要花一段时间?
When we are young, when we make friends with opposite sex, why does it take time? To court.
我们不但要看他的外貌好看不好看,
not only would we consider his outer appearance,
更要看到他内心内在美,他的性情是怎么样,他的性格是怎么样,你越时间越长越看到越发现,你那个一般的那一种性情性格,你就愿意花一切的代价去得到他,对不对?
But we also want to spend time in order to find out what this person's inner character, inner nature. So it requires time to search it out.
所以保罗说,
therefore, Paul
said,
this is why Paul says, I count all things that were gained to me, I now count as loss. More than that, I have counted all things loss in order to attain to the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. So that, and also for him, I have suffered the loss of all things in order that I may gain Christ. Oh, if only that we could know Christ more. That's all, press on.
哎呀,
there are so many aspects that we have not yet obtained. We truly admit that we are so destitute. So destitute is the church.
哎呀,我就想到耶稣亚记第十一章那一句话,当耶稣亚年纪老迈了,耶和华对他说,你已经年纪老迈了,你还有许多为的子弟啊。
Then I remember what Joshua says in chapter 11, that the Lord said this to him, you're old, advanced in years, yet there remains very much land yet to be possessed.
耶稣亚大概进到迦南美地时候已经80多岁,同迦勒差不多,我想他们年龄是差不多的。
I believe Jacob, Joshua and Caleb were about the same age, so when they got to the land of Canaan, they were all in the 80s. 85, about that age.
哎呀,经过最少15年的时间,南征北战。 他们还不过是得着一部分,所以耶和华对耶稣亚讲,你起来还有许多伟的子弟,何况我们?
It took them 15 years to battle in the land of Canaan, northward and southward. Still, the Lord says, there remains very much land yet to be possessed. If this happened to them, what about us?
保罗写腓立比书已经蒙恩20多年了。
And when Paul wrote Philippians, he has received God's grace more than 20 years.
他说,
yet, he said,
还没有完全,
he said, I have not apprehended, I'm not perfected, I will press on.
所有完全的人都要以这个作为你的意志, 或者你有其他的想法, 其他的思想, 我劝神, 那个把你转回来。 我们只有这件事, 只有这个目标, 我们努力地向前。
Paul says that all the mature should have this same mind. If you have any other thought, I pray to God that he would turn you around and come to this understanding. There is only one thing. There is only one goal. May God today will turn our mind toward this one thing and one goal.
你放心, 不会突然的, 你花的代价, 花的时间, 花的精力, 保证你不会突然的。
Be assured that all things will not come in vain. All the price, all the time, all the endeavors will be paid.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow our head, please?
父神，我们感谢您起初就拣选了我们，爱了我们。
Father God, we thank you that at the very beginning you have chosen us and loved us.
你的恩召拣选不会的后悔。
And your calling, your election are not irrevocable.
让你的儿女，让你的教会能够格外的殷勤。
So that allowed your church and your children be more diligent.
让我们在所拣选的恩召上，我们坚定不移。
So that we will be steadfast in our calling and in election.
到了那一天，我们能够丰丰富富的进入主救主耶稣基督那个永远的国度。
So that on that day an entrance will be provided for us abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢主，基督是我的生命。
Oh, thank the Lord that Christ is my life.
主若显现，我们要与他一同显在荣耀的里面。
When he is revealed, together with him, we will be revealed in glory.
主用你的爱，用你的荣耀，继续的吸引我们，快跑的跟随你。
Lord, continue to draw us away with your glory and your love, so we'll run quickly after you.
我们去等候你的再来。
Together, we wait for your second coming.
我们的祷告祈求。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.